From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. It's impossible for every car break-in or vandalism to be reported in the news, but a new project from the Salt Lake Tribune that relies heavily on computer-assisted reporting maps out exactly where these types of crimes are occurring, helping you avoid becoming a victim yourself. Reporter Janelle Steckline's story on car burglaries in Salt Lake City kicked off the project in Sunday's edition of the newspaper. She joins me now in the studio to discuss how it works. Janelle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Janelle, the headline for your first story was, "Should I Park There? Salt Lake City's Best and Worst Spots." What's this story about?
The story focuses on the best and worst places to park, where you're most likely to fall victim to car prowlers in 2011.
Mm-hmm. So where are the best and worst spots to park in Salt Lake City that you found?
Well, the best spots are toward the center of the city, like Bonneville Hills had the fewest, and that community put a special emphasis on preventing car burglaries. They've added motion sensors for lights. They keep all their bushes trimmed back. So they're taking special precautions to prevent those type of crimes. Some of the worst places to park are in the Depot District, which is near the Gateway Mall, down the block from Energy Solutions Arena, where a lot of people may go to watch the jazz play, to see concerts. It's also a block or two away from the homeless shelter, most of these hot spots.
And so talk about how you and your coworkers went about figuring this out exactly. There's this whole interactive map on your website that has, you know, maps of streetlights and maps that indicate where your car is more likely to be burglarized. How did you go about figuring this out exactly?
It's actually a pretty amazing thing. What we did is we used Utah's open records laws, Grandma, and we asked the police department, Salt Lake City, to provide us with records of all their verified crimes. So those are the type of crimes where an officer will go out and say, yes, this did in fact happen. And so Salt Lake City last year had about 58,000 total verified crimes. From there, we asked the city to provide us with addresses and geo-coordinates and our map and the type of crime, the time and the date of the offense. And our mapping system then took those coordinates and they put them all on a map. And from there, we narrowed down and we analyzed just specifically the car burglaries, where you're most likely to fall victim.
Just in the Salt Lake Valley, there are a lot of different police agencies, certainly Salt Lake City Police, Unified Police Department, several other cities have their own police departments. As you go forward with this project, it sounds like something that could be pretty time-consuming.
Yes, we've actually filed open records requests with every department in Salt Lake County, and pretty much every department has been very, very cooperative, have provided us the data. So going forward, our ultimate goal is to look at crime trends throughout the whole Salt Lake Valley.
And so this relies heavily, as I mentioned, on computer-assisted reporting. Do you have an entire team that it takes to put this all together?
There are actually about three of us that did the first project. Tony does a lot of our computer-assisted programming. Mm-hmm. He took the initial data and sorted through it, and he did all the mapping. My coworker, Scott, did the online interactive information with the data that was provided by the police department, the stuff that the readers can see on sltrib.com.
So moving forward, as this project continues and you work on other types of burglaries, how are you going to approach it when it comes to what exactly you're reporting on?
We're in the process of mapping out the entire Valley's crime right now. Mm-hmm. When we get to that point, we're going to look at the crime and see if we see any trends going forward. We're also interested in knowing from readers what they'd like to know, if they think there's a certain problem happening in their neighborhood, also what they'd like to read about going forward. So we encourage them to contact us at this point, because we're kind of an open book on how we're going to proceed.
And how do you hope readers might be able to benefit from this project, Janelle, with this new type of reporting?
Ideally, readers can, if readers know where crimes are occurring, they can be proactive in preventing themselves from becoming a victim. Police cannot be everywhere at once. You're most likely to fall victim. If you're going to experience a crime, you're most likely to become a victim of a property crime. Mm-hmm. Your home gets broken into, your shed gets broken into, your car gets broken into, your home gets vandalized with graffiti. So if you know where the thieves are targeting, you can prevent yourself from being a victim. In terms of car prowls, a lot of them are happening in the entertainment district. So don't leave your purse in the car when you go into a club. Leave it at home. If worse comes to worse, put it in the trunk, leave it out of sight. Most car prowlers are not going to break into a car unless they see something valuable inside the car.
We've been speaking with Salt Lake Tribune reporter Janelle Steckline. She's working on a new project mapping out crimes in Salt Lake City and the surrounding areas to help you avoid them. And Janelle, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.